to preach to you this morning a message that I have very simply titled, The Fight. The Fight. What a fitting song I'm going through. I've got Jesus. How can I want anything more?
Yeah.
Amen. The Fight. If you have your Bible, I want you to go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, beginning in verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, if you'll stand when you find it. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat for money that I may eat. Give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet, as the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ar, did unto me. Until I pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord our God giveth us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand, as appeareth this day. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess, that thou mayest inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. I'm also going to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Something you are very familiar with. The Bible says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen. You may be seated this morning.
Thank God. Thank
Truth be told, every person in this room who is old enough to have experienced very much of life has what we call burdens. Mm-hmm. No one is immune to a burden. No one is immune to a trial. No one escapes a hard time. And because of that truth and because of how life happens, there are even people in this room who have a legitimate reason right now to have a broken heart. There is an ache that some are dealing with. It's not a physical ache, but it's a mental, an emotional, a spiritual battle that you're going through, a struggle. And this truth does not only affect adults, but it affects the younger generation of this day, that we are living in unprecedented times where generations of today say they are dealing with battles and burdens and struggles and anxiety that you did not hear even 20 years ago. When I was a teenager, you did not hear the same kinds of things that you hear today coming from the younger generation. And if the truth be told today, there's probably 75% of this congregation that could sit down with each other and begin to share the reasons why we could weep, or the reasons why we are dealing with a situation and an issue, whether it is a loved one that you are praying for, a loss that you have experienced, a struggle with your health, a lack of understanding of what God is doing and where he has you right now. I have burdens and you have burdens. Mine perhaps are no greater than yours, and yours perhaps are no greater than mine. We tend to play that little game of, well, you should have to deal with what I have to deal with, instead of having compassion one for another, bearing one another's burdens like the Bible says, and fulfilling the law of Christ. We aren't here to compare our burdens with each other, to see who feels like they have the toughest burden to bear. I didn't come to compare my battle with you. We all have burdens.
Yes.
And if there is this word that you face called challenge, it is inevitable in your life. You will face it. You've already faced it, and you will face it again. of life
right.
that happens. You will never find a man or a woman, even the ones who have walked with God and seen glorious things, you will never find them telling you that they never had a difficult day. They never had a challenge. They never had a heartache. Being in a valley can be a very discouraging place. How many of you know that to be true? You know why? You know? Because you've been there. You've been in a valley. You've dealt with difficult days. But God has no desire for us to stay there in a difficult place or a valley. And He tells us what to do when the heartaches come. He tells us what to do when the challenge is facing you. When you are squared off and standing your ground with the battle, God tells you what to do. He said in His word, here's what I want you to do. When the problems try to overwhelm you, I want you to fight. I want you to wrestle with it. I want you to not let it overpower you. He said in His word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Most of the time, people do not put a whole lot of thought into what they are fighting. They just feel like they're in a battle. We are in an unseen battle, a fight that is not won by your fist or your strength, but it is won by the power of Almighty God. Battles are not the same as bondage. Bondage is bad. Battle is good. Bondage makes you a slave. Battle makes you a soldier. I said bondage makes you a slave. A battle makes you a soldier. We have to renew our minds from every battle that you go through. Renew your mind to know that battles are not bad.
Come on. Yes, that's good.
They are the key to breakthroughs.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, God set us free from sin, but He did not set us free from warfare. He did not set us free from being a soldier. When you get saved, battles do not stop. In fact, they have just begun. God does not deliver you from every battle, but He will train you for them.
Yes, He will.
Because of what Jesus did at that cross, we don't fight for victory. We fight from His victory to our victory.
Yes. Yes.
And like it or not, you have to fight.
Yes.
Point number one this morning is fight a good fight.
Fight a good fight.
If anybody can tell us that this morning, it is the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
He gave his life to the gospel and he suffered greatly because of it. Yet he says that he doesn't regret a single moment for what he gave to the gospel of Christ. In his last written words here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, you see his heart on display, and it is the heart of a spiritual father talking to a son. And he gives this charge boiled down to three words. He says, boy, don't run, fight.
Yes.
Don't run away from the battle. Fight. When life gets hard, we tend to run away. We're faced with our own inadequacy of the battle. We run from that feeling of inadequacy. When we are faced with a task that will require a lot of our energy and a lot of our time, we find an excuse not to do it. But Paul urges Timothy not to run. And even in the last moments of his life, Paul suffered a great deal of pain and abandonment. And he is writing these very words from a prison cell in Rome. Yeah. And it seems like everybody has turned their back on him, even people that he could trust, Pastor.
Right.
And he is explaining to Timothy that the fight is hard.
Yeah. Yes.
And Paul tells Timothy, I have fought a good fight.
I fought a good fight.
That means that there were some days for that man of God that were really, really hard.
Yeah.
I have kept the faith, he says. You know what that means? That says to me that there were some days when Paul's faith was shaken and it was tested and it was come against and it had to be rooted and grounded.
Yes.
Don't look at me and tell me that because he was the Apostle Paul that he didn't have his faith challenged. You bet your life he did.
Yes.
While he was in that prison cell, he's writing down these words, I have fought, but I have kept. I have fought, but I have kept, and I have finished the race that God has set in front of me. front of me. You can Amen. Look into that prison cell and you can see a man of God talking to a younger man, telling him that you better be a good soldier yep. in this walk with God, because it's not all going to be fun and games. It's not all going to be shouting around the altar. It's not all going to be glorious worship services. You're going to have to fight a good fight.
Yes, amen.
And the fight is real.
Yeah.
And the choice is yours.
Uh-huh.
Will you walk away from the fight and choose what your flesh is going to tell you is a more comfortable life?
Right. Come on. Yes.
Or will you get in the fight and be a force for the kingdom of God?
Yes. Good.
Don't run.
Good.
Fight.
Good. Yes. Yes.
You have to fight with fear.
Fight.
You have to fight with doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight with anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You have to fight with your own insecurities.
Sister Melissa, preach to us.
You can't look at me and tell you that you don't, because I'm standing behind this pulpit because I fought with my own doubt and my own fear
right.
and my own insecurities
yes.
and my own anxieties about yeah. standing in front of people and trying to preach something to them that would help them live for God and give them strength to go on another day and be able
yes,
to
ma'am.
Press on into the Holy Ghost. I yeah. fought that battle to be able to preach the Word of God. You will have to fight with those things, and those four things alone are going to come at you, and they're going to refuse to let you pass on to a place of peace.
Yes.
Even though you know what God has already told you.
Uh-huh.
You fight against those things because God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has not given you fear, but He's given you power and
yes.
love and a sound mind. That's
yes,
why.
Amen.
You hear me? I know this is going to bother some of you, but that's all right. I'm still going to preach it.
Yeah.
It bothers me when somebody tells me that they cannot overcome an anxiety about something. That bothers me when you tell me that you are bound up by anxious feelings over something. I cannot accept that. When someone tells me that they are being tormented by anxiety, I just cannot overcome this fear that is tormenting my life. Yes, you can. The Word of God says, fight a good fight of faith. God has not given you a spirit of fear.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes you have to fight with your own self.
That's right. That's good.
Sometimes you have to tell you what you are going to do. It's not always the devil.
Right.
Sometimes it's this thing, you pinch it real hard, it'll hurt you.
Uh-huh.
It's called flesh. It's not always the devil that you are fighting against.
That's true.
You're fighting against flesh,
uh-huh.
your own flesh. And the older man, the Apostle Paul, is telling that younger man, I have fought a good fight. You might not have realized it, Timothy. You might not have noticed how I was fighting, because all you saw was the glory. All you saw were the healings. All you saw was the escape from a locked prison and the salvation and the baptism. But
yes.
let me tell you something, son. I fought a good fight. That
yes.
older man is telling that younger man, you may sound like me when you teach. Your mannerisms might even be like mine. You've traveled with me. You've listened to me. But you are going to have to learn to be a good soldier and
yes.
fight your own fight. You can
yeah.
buy a suit of clothes and look just like your favorite preacher behind the pulpit. You can try to copy their mannerisms and what they do and how they dress and act the part. But that does not mean that you are standing or will stand the way a man or woman of God has stood to gain your admiration.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
That's good. Isn't it something how good we are at fixing other people's lives?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Come on. Yep.
Let me ask you again.
Yeah.
Isn't it something how good we are at fixing other people's lives?
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
We have
good.
All the answers.
Yes.
For those people.
Yeah, we do.
We can fix them.
I can fix it.
We can mend that broken place. We can We can fix it. We've got our opinions about what they're doing, what they're not doing, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Come on. Good.
Even helping them with the thorns that they have to deal with, helping them to get on to the other side of that thing. But when it comes to the fight that you fight within your own self.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Listen. Listen.
We can get tired and we start to wonder if anybody really does know.
Uh-huh.
How much we are dealing with. And the number one thing that your enemy wants you to buy into is the lie that he has manufactured that nobody has it like you have it.
That's right. Yeah.
Nobody has had to fight as hard as you have had to fight. Nobody understands what you are dealing with. Because nobody's ever been where you've been before. And if your enemy can get you to buy in to that lie and get you to accept it, that nobody has it like you have it, to accept that defeat, you will take that into your heart and take it into your mind and you'll start believing it. And the refusal to let you pass on to the promises of God will stand its ground in your way, even though God has already told you to contend with your enemy.
Yeah. Amen.
I find it amazing in the passage in Deuteronomy what took place. You may not have noticed it, but it leapt off the page when I read it. Not one time in God's instruction to his people did I find a place where he told them to come up to Sihon, the king. Remember, we read about it that at the very beginning. God never told them one time, I want you to go to Sihon, and I want you to try to make peace with him so you can pass through his land without a fight. And yet, when you read that account, that is the first thing that the people tried to do. Mm-hmm. They sent a message to their enemy, and they said, we won't bother you if you won't bother us.
Right. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Just let me pass on, no harm, no fight.
Yeah.
All we want to do is get to our promised land. That's all. We've been walking. We've been fighting. We've been continuing, believing, pressing on for a long time now. We really don't want to fight again. Just let me pass through.
Let me pass. Yeah.
But I can't shake my finger at them without measuring my own fight and my own determination up against the Word of God.
Right. Come on.
And when I do measure myself, I see how often that we tend to say the very same thing. I'm just over here trying to make it. I'm just over here trying to stay hidden. I'm trying to get around having to confront those issues that always keep me from victory in my life.